Good morning. It's 7:28 a.m. Oh, no, it's just not right. What is it? 7:52 a.m. on March the 28th, 2017. There we go. It is a grim, cold, wet, raw, nasty morning out here this morning. Hello. I see a few fjords in the cloud cover here. There's a little tiny hazy blue bit of sky up there. Mostly it's wet and drizzlish. It isn't actually drizzling at the moment, although it has been recently. The wind is blowing. It is a cold, damp breeze. 40 degrees. Seems to whisper, "I'm freezing!" Anyway, I'm a little... I'm having a bit of ADHD brain this morning. I'm getting a lot of buzz in my synapses. I got to bed, I don't know, 10:30 last night, something like that. Got up at 6:15, I think. Had to get the kid up at 6:30, fed, off to work, which is why I'm walking now. I came home from dropping her off and just came out to get this out of the way. I was stopped. I've been writing already this morning. I got in, I don't know, maybe 500 words this morning. I did get 7,000 words in yesterday. Novel writing, novel-rama, 25,000 words, ended last night. I had 28,000 and change for 4 days. So, yay, I won. There were a bunch of us that got 25,000 plus. And it was good. It was a good experience. I'm really, really happy with the story. And I don't know where it's going. I don't know what I'm going to have left for book three. I'm trying not to worry about that at the moment. I just want to have a good solid book two. And I need to find an ending. I need to find an end here. I've got 98,000 words. My goal is 100,000. So I need to find a good end that's not a cliffhanger. I do have to have something hanging open. I do need to have a thread or two, but I can't do what I won't do what I really dislike in other people's work, which is creating not exactly a cliff, but a main plot line that is not satisfactorily resolved. We've got to have a minor plot line. We've got to have something going. That leads us to book three. Otherwise, it's not a series. But it can't be a main plot bunny that's still hopping down the trail, because that's too much. It's technically it's not a cliff. But it's too cliff-like for me. It's to be comfortable doing so. I need to find... God, I can't seem to get my temperature regulated here. Too... I'm too... The wind and... The air is too cold. I don't even have long johns on this morning. I'm only wearing a single shirt. So the heat is building up in the sweat in the parka. So in the last 28,000 words, things have really ratcheted up in a way that I find much more satisfying than Pip gets kidnapped, which always felt cheaty to me, which is why it didn't survive. Let's put it that way. So we almost inevitably, at least on this draft, going to run over 100,000 words, because I'm almost at 100,000 now, and I don't know how to end it. Part of the problems, one of the problems is that the resolution of the problem is not part of Ishmael Huang. He's not in a position to be an active part of the solution. It's like the end of Ownershare, where he was not actually part of the takedown of Wim Simpson, that he had to rely on back channel to find out what happened and news reports to see the outcome. He wasn't actually part of the enforcement activity that resolved, for many people, resolved it unsatisfactorily, but resolved that storyline. And I wasn't paying attention to the time. My 8 o'clock timekeeping warning came on, stopping the recording. It's not that merging the two files is that big a deal. It's not like it's a massive effort. It's just one more step, one more thing I have to remember to do. I have to execute well. Yesterday was hysterical because I came home after the walk. I settled down to make some breakfast, had a lovely breakfast, went down and cranked up the word processor. I'm grinding away on the words, or trying to. I wasn't really too successful yesterday morning. But grasping at stray words as they flow past and slapping them on the page like they had anything to do with each other. But I got word count. And then it was late. It was like noon. I'm doing my meditation, and it occurs to me, I don't think I posted. So I get done with the meditation, and then I go, and I've been reminded by a couple of people, thank you both, that I forgot to post. And so I went, scrambled, and tried to get the posting in. Lost track of it twice in the process of doing it. This is interesting. I wonder what this is in service of. pile driver. There's a heavy pickup with a scaffold in the back. Out amongst the prairie dogs. Can't tell if it's a drill rig or pile driver or what. Some kind of company truck. Say it with me. Bunk bust. Got a drilling rig. It's interesting. Oh, anyway. It said soil logic, so perhaps it's a soil sampling outfit. They're trying to determine whether or not the dirt can support more building, probably. So anyway, yeah, talk about distractions. Oh, spruce, wow. Strong smell of spruce. Quite lovely. So today's going to be pretty broken up. I don't know what kind of word count I'm going to get. I'm aiming for 5,000. I've got 5 blocks instead of 7. Last 4 days in a row, I've done 7 blocks, 1,000 words per block. And 5,000 gives me a green number for the day. The walk and the talk gives me a green circle for the day. I like green days. The days that are only green circles are somewhat accusatory when I look at them on the calendar. Oh, shoot, shin. Come on. Shin splint. But I've had some breakfast this morning. I had a bagel. I had some fish on it. I had a little bit of smoked salmon on it. So I've got a little protein. I've got some carbohydrates. I need some more coffee because I am so toast. I need a nap. I'm going to try to sneak one in here sometime this morning. I've got a lot of stuff I've got to do. I've got to pick the kid up from work at 10:30. Get her over to therapy by 11. Like somewhere in the middle of the morning here, I need to get my meditation in. I could probably do it while she's in therapy. Because the guided meditation is on my phone. I just plug it into the radio and off we go. Oh, I should fix the... should fix the thing. I have a little cassette adapter that I plug the phone into so that I can play the audio from the phone on the car radio, and I'm on my fourth or fifth one. Ooch. Backing up. Or at least in reverse. And it started doing the auto-reverse thing. And it'll auto-reverse and then reverse back and then auto-reverse and then error out. Which makes me think that there's some kind of gear alignment issue. I've worn down a gear or something and it's not quite aligning correctly, which causes the cassette player to reverse direction, which shuts everything down. Then it flips back again. The reality is I don't really need that little piece of mechanical complication inside the case. I just need to find a little screwdriver so that I can open the case and take it out. If I can remember when I get back to the house, which is only about 5 minutes from now. I think it's only about 5 minutes. Anyway, if I can remember that long, with all of the ADHD bees in my head, the drainage ditch here that I've seen, you know, it's building up a little bit of water here, a little bit of water there, is now looking quite lake-like. I know it's only like 2 inches deep, but it's a solid puddle. We must have got a lot more rain last night, which means consistent with what it feels like out here this morning. It feels soggy. I want to get back. It's set up by 8:30. It gives me almost 2 hours to get some writing in. If I haven't lost the bubble here. The thing about morning like this is that I really did get up. I really did start working. I only stopped because I had to deal with getting the kid up, getting her fed, getting myself dressed, getting us over to her work. And for the last 4 days, I haven't had to do that. I haven't had to break the morning up. I could work until 8, 9 o'clock, take the walk, and then go back, having created and put together 2,000 words before 8 a.m. lays a really decent foundation for the rest of the day. Well, it's just 8 a.m. now, and I've spent the last 45 minutes flailing about outside of my story. So, can I go back and get picked up? My brain is saying you're going to have to do something about this brain buzz. And I'm going to self-medicate with caffeine today, I think. But we'll see. Can I get to 5,000? Can I scale back the push that I've had for the last 4 days and yet maintain an advanced level of throughput? The truth is, if I fall back to 2,000 words a day, that's 2,000 words more than I have been doing. Even though it's not anything close to what I'm used to being, I used to be able to capable be used to be able to be capable of. I'm going to try not to be moaning about the fact that I'm not really maybe able to do that anymore. 5,000 would be a good number. I like 5,000. We'll see. I don't know. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.